Turning now to the Mideast, a member of the Islamic Jihad's military wing has died from wounds suffered in an Israeli helicopter attack early today in a car in the Gaza Strip. Hospital workers report that a 12-year-old boy standing nearby was also killed. 9 others were wounded. The attack comes as Israelis and Palestinians ponder the implications of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's declaration that he may uproot Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip, even in the absence of any agreement with the Palestinian Authority. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And what do we know about this missile attack?
Well, witnesses in Gaza say an Israeli helicopter fired a single missile at a white car carrying Aziz Ashami, a bodyguard and relative of Islamic Jihad leader Abdullah Ashami. Aziz Ashami was critically wounded in the blast, and he later died in a nearby hospital. A 12-year-old boy walking between his home and school was also killed in the attack. An Israeli military spokeswoman says the target was a senior terrorist implicated in the deaths of Israeli soldiers and who was suspected of planning more attacks. The Palestinian Prime Minister, Ahmed Correa, called it an attempt by Israel, quote, to escalate the situation.
This incident today caps what I think can barely be termed a turbulent week in Israel, in which Prime Minister Sharon said publicly he was considering a pullout of 17 Jewish settlements in Gaza. Now, there are some people on the left who doubt his sincerity, some people on the right who are afraid he's utterly sincere. Where does the issue stand right now?
Well, certainly, in terms of when it might happen, it's in the very early stages. So the Deputy Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, has said it would probably take a year or two before any such plan could be implemented. But certainly it caused a stir in Israeli political circles. Because Sharon, of course, is one of the architects of Israel's policy of settling Jewish citizens in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. He has talked in the past about moving some of them, but this was a much more sweeping and specific proposal. As many as 17 Gaza settlements to be taken out. That caused a major uproar in Sharon's own Likud party and in the settler movement. Now, we've been getting some more details. Some government officials are saying at least some of those evacuated settlers would be actually relocated into the large settlement blocks in the West Bank. Those would be likely to stay Israeli under any peace agreement. And Cabinet Minister Limor Livnat now says that there could be a price for these evacuations, which she says could be the annexation by Israel of some settlements in the Jerusalem area and maybe in the Jordan Valley as well. But that, of course, hasn't stopped some of the right-wing religious members of Mr. Sharon's coalition from threatening to bolt if this plan is carried out.
At the same time, Mr. Sharon has had to contend with charges that he's been involved in a bribery case that's now being investigated against a real estate developer in Israel.
That's right, and it's being linked by analysts here and politicians in various ways. This was his second interrogation by police. We should note some government officials are now downplaying the chances that Mr. Sharon will be indicted, but the issue does remain open. One right-wing Likud member has said that there is a connection between this and the Gaza settlement plan, in his own mind at least, saying in effect the deeper the investigations, the greater the settlement removal. Certainly, some people on the Palestinian side are saying the same about these targeted killings and Israeli military operations. Whatever the motive for that, the Islamic Jihad leaders are vowing more attacks against Israelis.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem, thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.